Hello, I'm Addie Monticelli, and you're listening to a podcast from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio. I am joined by...
I'm Leah.
I'm Kira.
I'm Emmett.
I'm Aiden.
I'm also Aiden.
I'm John Pork.
Lewis.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Sime.
I'm Calder.
We are students from Mount Lebanon High School, and today we will be discussing the similarities and differences between culture and lifestyles. Our first question today is going to be, what are some things you have learned through being a part of a multinational classroom?
Well, I would say like the humor is different, and a lot of the ways like humans react as like from different cultures are a lot of different when you like have a different kind of humor.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think it was very interesting to talk with the Americans, and we learned much about how they live here and also some similarities, but also differences.
I agree with this.
I agree.
I also agree.
I agree.
Well, I also think like there are like big differences in the way we like see each other, maybe. I would say like we Germans, we got a lot of stereotypical view of the Americans before we like met here, and some of them were true, some of them were not.
Like what?
Like the fat people.
Fat people. A lot of fat people.
What else is true?
That drink a lot of soda. Like, I was surprised that so many people, like, Calder also said, yeah, why you Americans drink so much, you Germans drink so much soda, but, like, everyone drinks here, like, Dr. Pepper, rotten beer, and all the other, like, super sweet stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, I also was surprised about your sports culture. It's not, you don't have, like, the usual club culture we have in Germany. It's, like, different from country to country. Yeah, but I like that, like, you have the big focus on sport here.
Yeah, sports are, like, more focused based on school than club. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to ask, were there any rumors that, like, that you were expecting that weren't true?
Yeah, like, what, like, stereotypical things that you thought were true weren't?
I think Calder wants to say something.
Yeah.
Calder, you're not even German. This isn't a question towards you.
All right, one thing I was surprised was I thought Bigfoot was real.
Well, I was surprised that, like, Americans use, like, canisters. Like, I was really surprised. In Germany, we have, like, for milk, we have, like, small paper containers where we put the milk in, and you have, like, big chunks of, like, entire milk, orange juice, and it's, like, very different. Like, it was a little bit stereotypical, but I was surprised that it's, like, really true.
Jacob, Simon, do you guys have anything?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I also thought that was very interesting. I think Americans consume a bit more than we Germans. And I also noticed that they throw more away of the food. And yeah.
I also like can agree to that. It's like, I find super interesting why when we were go to a restaurant, like, lots of the Americans were like leaving lots of their plates like on the table. Like, I don't think it's like because they're like, I don't want to eat it, but I think, like, the food here, like, you are getting less hungrier when you, like, eat it, like, when you're in German. You know what I mean? It's like, it's more, it makes you more, satt.
Full?
Yeah, full. Yeah. You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
Are there any favorite foods?
Yeah, well,
Shake Shack.
We can go to today.
On the strip? We're going to Shake Shack on the strip, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the burgers here are really good, and you eat a lot of chicken wings. They sound really good. Yeah.
Mm.
Simon, maybe you can add something.
Yeah, I also like Chipotle very much.
Oh, yeah.
These are my two favorite, Chipotle and Shake Shack.
I think, like, Chipotle, when you have to eat fast food, Chipotle is the most healthy.
Yeah.
So I think it's very good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. In what ways are your experiences similar? And then which classmates have you connected with and why? And then another part of that question is, have you discovered anything new about yourself, like, here in America?
Mm. What an interesting question.
Well, for my part, I met, like, some nice dudes, like Maxton, you know him? He's part of the football team.
Maxton, yeah.
Maxton.
Yeah, very nice guy.
He was a great guy. I really liked talking to him. Also, there were a lot of nice people in, like, Aiden's Apex Club. They were also pretty nice. And I also, like, a little bit closer to, like, the ones from the Americans from the exchange. Like, Ever and the others. They were, like, they're good people.
Yeah, I also met the one guy who moved from Germany to America. I forgot his name, but he was really nice, and he said that he likes it very much here. And of course, the guys from the football team were really nice, and also the guys from the lacrosse team.
Yeah.
We went to the training sessions. It was really good.
Yeah, I also learned here that there's a big German culture here, a big group of German people live here. Also, your German teacher told me, because I met a few girls, a few boys that, like Simon said, they lived till 2018, they lived in Stuttgart in Germany, which is a big city. And also, like, their grandparents lived in Germany. So I think you have a big German culture group here.
You guys think about the football game?
Tonight or last night?
No, last Friday.
Last Friday. You have to change your quarterback, I think. It was really bad.
Yeah,
but like the team
is... That's terrible.
Yeah, the team is correct. Also, the quarterback, he's a nice person. I think he's also... He can play football, but like when the coach is giving him the wrong...
Plays. The wrong instruction, right?
The wrong instructions, like always the... Players should just go and run it up and not like throw the ball much longer.
Yeah,
it's the wrong tactic to win a football game. So,
yeah.
What
do you think about the Steelers game?
The Steelers game. They're great defense on Sunday. Last night, the defense weren't that good, but they have a great defense. They're also good offense. But on Sunday, to the game on Sunday, I just can say like the Browns. They suck.
Yeah.
They're so terrible. They can't catch a football on the easiest passes. And to last night, I think in the fourth quarter, they did a great touchdown, a great throw from Aaron Rodgers.
Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah, Pat Freiermuth.
What?
I said he threw it to Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah. Freiermuth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think
he's a tight end,
right? It was clear that they would concede a field goal if they don't tackle them early in their half. So,
yeah.
But the atmosphere at the Steelers game on Sunday was great. Maybe you want to add something, Luis.
Yeah, like talking about the atmosphere, I really want to add like it's absolutely massive. Like I was at the football game and was like absolutely stunning, like seeing the entire school come together as a community to celebrate like the team who's playing, the players, and there were like cheerleaders, there were like flag holders who were like doing all kinds of crazy, I think gymnastic workers. They were like throwing the flags in the air. There were also, I think, a musical team. It was like they were really big, like in presence, and I really think that's strengthening like the community and also the school. In Germany, we don't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Great point. Yeah. Lewis.
Nice, Lewis.
I cannot add something.
All right, so
let's move to the next question.
Come on, guys.
Okay, Addy. So this next question is gonna be for us. So like we're gonna. I wonder like. Do
for
you guys
Calder.
Have any questions
Calder.
To ask just about being in America or just anything in general.
Okay. Ask away.
How did you like Germany?
Oh, I loved it.
That's pretty cool.
I agree.
I love Germany.
I agree.
What food do you like more? Like, do you like the American one as a food treat more?
German food, 100%.
Great.
Food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
What? I like
the Döner.
The Döner.
Yeah. The Döner. Yeah.
Döner and currywurst.
Was Döner your favorite food?
I like the
Yes.
I also want to ask you which water you think is like better. Like
Stillwater. American
Stillwater.
Great guys. So I also have a question. Hey, Johnny, please be quiet. So I have a question. What do you think about the German school system? Do you like it more?
So much better.
So much better.
What? Why?
Early days.
I have another question.
Because there's more balance to it.
Yes.
And you leave early. Way earlier.
Because you have more free time to do.
Yeah,
I don't know. The system is more like our college. Probably. Mm-hmm. And I just like how you guys would have a break like in the middle of the day. Like when we're just.
But you also have lunch, right?
Yeah,
the same.
Doesn't really count.
But you guys get to go out.
And please be neutral now. What school is harder, American or German? For
German
me, it's obvious, but.
I think it depends on the kind of.
In German school, nobody does something?
No.
You're talking.
Excuse me.
You're talking. In American school, you're playing Clash Royale the whole lesson.
They're all on TikTok and on their iPads.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but we still learn some.
Jacob.
Ask our teacher.
Jacob, when I was in German with you, you would just scroll TikTok during every class.
Hey.
Not during your class, though. Don't worry.
Never.
Great point. Yeah,
but no, I think school is much harder in Germany. Also,
I have to disagree on that point.
Johnny, please.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about that.
You.
Entices, Johnny.
I
think, like,
so
what in your finals, when you do your high school graduation, what you have to do, multiple choice questions.
Yeah, but you.
You have to get
90% of them right.
Yeah, but in Germany, you have to write, like, I think, 15 pages.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I'll have, like...
You cannot compare.
I have, like, 5 AP tests I have to take at the end of the year, you know?
AP
no,
tests.
But we
like...
have to take, also, we have 4 subjects for our degree.
4 subjects?
Yeah.
4 subjects for finals?
Yeah. Yeah.
We have like
that's like the same for
but we
no,
write
no,
every
yeah. 7
in every
but
subject
finals.
We write like 4 to
yeah,
5 hours
like
and
5
we
hours
have to write
for
in
one
each exam.
Exam
we have to write like about 15 pages. You only do like multiple choice
give
questions.
Give this man the SAT, see how he does.
Yeah, yeah, we yeah, can't do it. Give I will give you a math exam from Germany. You won't even do it from the 5th grade.
Like, now link it to the question. I have a question for you, Americans. Yeah. Would you say, like, the American school system prepares you better for, like, life after? Or would you say the German one?
No, the German
one,
I'd
for say
sure.
The German school, but, like...
Why?
But how?
You say it? No,
why
you
though?
Say it.
No, I say that it's better for preparing you for life, not, like, easier.
Unless you count American college.
Wait, yeah, what? I feel like
you count college. College is what prepares
yeah,
you. Really.
And why would you like yeah, say that? That like the German system is better than like the American?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different pathways you
yeah,
can follow.
Yeah. There's like a lot of different pathways for these schools. But like we just have like one
set regime.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have like almost 1,000 classes where you would say like you have more paths in Germany.
But I feel like your path set you up for your careers.
No.
However, our classes are just to, like, test what you...
I would disagree with that.
Also.
For example, I hear Luis just went to an economics class. We don't have anything like that in Germany. And you also can more choose what subjects you like. And then you have them every day. I think that's good because then you can concentrate on something. And that's better than if you do much things, but not so good.
Yeah, I also can agree with Simon. Like, we also, you said college prepares you for life. In Germany, we also have university. University is like, maybe like you can compare it with college. But school does not compare us for life. We don't have, like Simon said, we don't have subjects where we learn how to make decisions at the stock market. We don't learn how to pay taxes.
Yeah.
So we don't. That's just terrible.
What do you think, Johnny?
Johnny,
well,
say something.
I think in America it's more like choice focused, where in like Germany, like they kind of pick the path that you're gonna take, right?
No, we cannot.
Yeah. Why don't we also get Emmett in on this?
Yeah,
I feel like
Emmett. Maybe
I feel
you say
like
something.
Emmett has a strong opinion on this.
Yeah, I feel like the American school is better prepare you, just because there's like a
bigger
variety of subjects.
Talking.
But I'd honestly, I'd like to hear Colder's opinion on
Wait,
this.
Wait, yeah, Colder, yeah,
Colder, say something, please. Everybody's interested in your opinion.
Can you elaborate?
You know, I think it's about equal because
no.
I think
all
it's
right.
like a
Did you elaborate on that, Colder?
I would like to.
The German class because it's all in German, so it's really hard to understand. You know, because he's speaking German. And
but
that can make focusing hard.
There's a lot of different levels of school in Germany, and it's really catered to how smart you are, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But
you could consider it the same here.
In high school,
classes, AP classes.
Yeah, in high school, you can kind of, in American high school, you can pretty much do whatever you want at any level. Even if you're really stupid, you could take an AP class. That doesn't matter.
I don't think we can agree on this point. Maybe. Ellie, go on to the next question.
Is entertainment similar, or does it differ like significantly between cultures, like sports, music, like movies?
Sports and music and movies?
Sports differ.
Yeah,
depend on the area.
What does
like
the interviewer think about this question?
I feel like movies in like German, they're in like German, so.
Really?
Emmett.
Oh.
Why don't we get, hey guys, why don't we get Emmett in a bit in this podcast and he says something?
That's a lot different in the U.S. But Calder knows a lot about music. I'd like to get his take on this.
Specifically,
yeah,
Calder, Don Toliver.
Hey, Calder,
what
up?
What do you think about Don Toliver?
I think German music is a lot more serious.
Could you elaborate?
Yeah.
Why is it more serious?
Give a specific
yeah.
example.
Can you?
What makes it more serious?
It might be because you guys don't understand the songs.
I know Tokyo Hotel.
Tokyo Hotel, but Tokyo Hotel is an international band. Of course, it's
you like
from Germany, but...
You like the song?
You like Griechischer Wein?
What about Beethoven?
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah, Holte knows it. Good.
I only know Durchdrehen Monsoon.
Yeah, it's a really good
song. Durchdrehen Monsoon.
Calder, how would you compare it to American music then?
What about Don Toliver?
How do you compare
it
to
Don Toliver?
It's just not as good. I don't know what else to say.
Have you ever heard like some German rap?
Yeah.
And?
It's good.
Okay.
Like Zaccavelli.
Who? Zaccavelli. You mean Machiavelli?
You know the guy who wrote The Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah, Machiavelli.
In like 14 something.
Yeah, like
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you can show
guys,
us some.
I think we're drifting off a bit here.
Addy, do you want to get us to the next question?
Do you guys have any like favorite American like music artists?
Yeah, Drake. But Drake is Canadian, but yeah.
Still.
Simon, you got one?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. Maybe Lewis. You guys continue.
Lewis, I would say Kanye West. Like, I find it super interesting, like, you Americans have, like, a super interesting music culture. We have, like, East Side and West Side, and you have, like, it has a lot to offer for a lot of people. We have, like, country music, we have, like, Taylor Swift, and, yeah, it's, like, it's for everyone. It's super interesting.
I know we already talked about this, but what do you think about, like, the food? Like, is there any food that you want to, like, that you're going to miss?
I feel like American candy is terrible, actually. Yeah. It's way too sweet.
Halter, we were, like, eating yesterday. What was the name? Hot pets or so?
Hot dog.
No. Hot pockets.
Pop-tarts.
Pop-tarts, yeah. I think, yeah, they were like, this is like,
very sweet.
Americans have like this culture, like in food, that they must have everything super sweet. And I really miss my European food. I say like American food is good, but as European, you can't really get the taste out of it, you know? It's like way more healthier in Germany and compared
sweets
to America.
Sweets can't be healthy. Sweets can't. The Swedes in Germany aren't healthy. They don't have so much sugar than they have here.
Does it have like a chemical taste?
No. The water, like it's when I taste it, like even from the bottles, it's terrible.
In Germany, there are also strict rules for like food, for everything, for Swedes,
the FDA kind of sucks.
Yeah, much more intense than America.
Everything you eat here is probably good.
Oh, Luis has a question.
Like, for you Americans, have you, like, you were 2 weeks in Germany. Have you ever, like, took a German artist, like, from Germany and getting, like, from in your own music taste here in America?
Annika put me on Zartman.
Ah, Zartman, yeah.
Zartman is a really, really interesting person. Like, he's, I don't know, we just leave it with that.
I had a question. What do you guys think about Kennywood?
It has great roller coasters, but like the lines were really long.
How do you think it compares to like Fantasialand?
Oh, I've only been once in Fantasialand in my life, but I don't know.
I would say
maybe Luis can say something.
I would say Fantasialand is even bigger and better.
Like I think even like you Americans have like everything bigger, but we have like the best.
Wait. As a German, I cannot agree with that. Germany, everything's better.
I think the roller coasters and the rides are better at Kennywood, but I think like the theming is better.
Have you been to Fantasia?
Yeah, I have. Oh. And I think the theming's better and it might be bigger, but the rides are so much better.
Also, the ride, they felt unsafe.
The roller coasters in America don't have the tooth. You know what TÜV is? TÜV are like the rules.
Oh, and your stairs are normed.
About this, like the TÜV? Safety thing.
That's the safety thing. It's a TÜV.
TÜV.
Yeah, we don't have that.
TÜV. All of, like the roller coasters, like the biggest one is like our smallest one.
What?
At Fantasialand, the biggest
one. We
what? No, that's
like
not true.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Like, you didn't go on the Steel Curtain, but that one's like 200 feet tall.
Hey.
So what?
But like the biggest one was like 90 feet tall in Fantasialand.
It's like the Skyrocket.
Yeah. Are there longer rides?
Oh, I want to talk about your thoughts on American culture in German school. Because when we were in English class, I think who was in my class? It was Max and Calder. Remember we were talking about the one book you read last year, All American Boys, right?
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Could you explain it to us?
To be honest, I didn't read any book last year in English. I should have read The Perks of Being a Wallflower, but I didn't read it. So
that was filmed in Pittsburgh. Yeah.
What?
The movie was filmed in Pittsburgh.
It was filmed
in
Mount Lebanon too.
Yeah.
The
what?
That we went the Perks of Being a
The movie.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't read the book. I should have read, but I didn't read it.
Wow.
Same with the Batman movie that was filmed at Kennywood.
And Heinz Stadium.
Yeah. We were in Washington. Exactly. And there were also many places where films were made.
Yeah. Are you guys excited for homecoming and to experience like...
For going home to Germany? Yeah.
No.
Like the dance.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, guys, that was a great conversation. Well, that's all we have for now. Thank you for listening to the broadcast from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.